This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The people of this extraordinary state for giving me another opportunity to continue to serve them in the United States Senate.
That's Marco Rubio. Yes, he wins his election in Florida. Remember, he ran for president. We saw how that turned out for him. Little Marco was his nickname from Donald Trump back way in the day when there were more people that were fighting to be the Republican nominee for president. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Here we are talking about 2016. It's been a long, hard road. Donald Trump would tell you that. 16 months of campaigning. He is 26 votes away from winning this thing. He needs 270. Hillary Clinton has 215. Here's what Chuck Schumer, the longtime senator from New York, had to say about Hillary Clinton and closing the gap.
As millions of Americans cast their ballots across this great country, I believe our friend, our neighbor, our former senator, our warrior for children and families will break through that final barrier.
All right, so no, not happening, Chuck Schumer. In fact, the Hillary Clinton folks, some of them are still hanging in at the Jarvis Center in New York, but with long faces, lots of tears, and not happy over what's happening. In Wisconsin, still too close to call for the 10 electoral votes there. 84,000 makes the difference. So the key states of Pennsylvania, Michigan and Wisconsin are still too close to call, but he is 26 electoral votes away. By the way, Chuck Schumer won his New York Senate bid, so he was celebrating that and thinking she was coming over the top. But again, 26 is not a very, very big number, as you know, and it's neck and neck. It's just too soon to call because when you're still tabulating, waiting for a few precincts to come in, it's impossible. But, and every network, based, I think, on what's happened with, based on what's happened in the past, remember the election back in 2000, are being a little bit cautious of projecting a winner when it's, you still have a couple of key states that are in play. But here's the real shocker. The shocker for so many is that this is what we're talking about at this point. It's not a shock to me. I had a few people email me and say, oh, isn't that what I told you? It didn't take a brain surgeon, as all of you know that this was going to come down to the wire, to know that this was going to be over states and over precincts and over those precious votes. And I really think in the end, if the Clinton people go back and look at this, what was it that took Hillary Clinton down is, unless, again, some miraculous turnaround happens, what, you know, he continues to widen his, in some cases, unexpected lead. So the final polls are closing down, and it looks like Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump has bagged this. So in handicapping it, what does it say? It says that people were, one, tired of the same old thing. I think it was also that there were a lot of people that didn't want to vote for Hillary Clinton. And the Clinton Foundation stories and the stories about her server and the FBI and the reopening of an investigation over the Anthony Weiner laptop and all of that certainly did not help whatsoever. Didn't help. One thing that Americans, so it does show that there still is a big divide in this country because of it being so close in some of those states. But the fact that Donald Trump took Florida was huge. The one thing that Americans did agree on when they went to the polls today, not the presidential candidate, but pot. So Americans backed the loosening of marijuana laws across the country for sure on Tuesday, talking about recreational use. California, Massachusetts approved recreational legalization. Maine, Nevada also likely to pass it. Arizona rejected it. Not a surprise. On the medical side, Florida, Arkansas, North Dakota all voted in favor of medical cannabis, and Montana likely to approve it. So if the results hold up, which they probably will, 29 states now permit marijuana use for certain medical conditions, and that would include cancer and HIV, and 8 permit recreational use, and that includes the District of Columbia. So the push to legalize marijuana continues. The big story, though, is Donald Trump winning battleground states, Ohio. You know, we say this all the time. So goes Ohio, so goes the election. And Ohio went to Donald Trump, and that was pretty much discovered early on that he was going to win Ohio. It didn't take long for that to happen. So he was the projected winner early going, while Hillary Clinton, clinging to the hopes of being the 45th president of the United States, by very slim margin. We all know the magic number is 270, and we just have those states that I mentioned that are too close to call. Early wins for Trump included Utah, Idaho, North Carolina. That was a big state that came in play, and it was very close. Florida, also. I mentioned Ohio, Missouri, Montana, Louisiana, Arkansas, Kansas, North Dakota, South Dakota, Texas, naturally, and most of these we would expect, Wyoming, Alabama, West Virginia, Kentucky, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Indiana. What's interesting is how the margins went. His margins were so much bigger than Mitt Romney's. Indiana, historically a red state and home to Mike Pence, you know, again, didn't disappoint. And Mike Pence tweeted, "Thank you, Indiana, for making our state first on the board to vote to make America great again." So remember that. Hillary Clinton easily picks up California, Hawaii, Oregon, Washington, Nevada, Colorado, Virginia, Illinois, New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Maryland, Massachusetts, Delaware, New Jersey, Vermont, and Washington, D.C. There was some concern over Virginia, and it was very, very close. But they did get Virginia. Hillary Clinton did tweet out, "This team has so much to be proud of. Whatever happens tonight, thank you for everything." You know, there were long lines at many polling places. There was fear of voting problems. But it seems as though there weren't too many of those. There were a couple of places across America where they talked about that, but I don't think overall it was the kind of problem they thought they might have in going to vote. Stay with us.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Election. It's inevitable, it seems, right? It would be absolutely shocking if it flipped and cleared the table, but I don't see that. I don't think anyone sees it. I think it's just an abundance of caution at this point. They're celebrating at Trump headquarters. In fact, it's so loud we can't even have our pal Justin Duckham on, who is there right now, because you wouldn't hear anything he says. You'd just hear screaming because of the excitement over Trump winning this thing, unless the unlikely happens. But they're just, you know, he's pulling away. So I think it's, as I'll say again, inevitable as we continue to roll through here. If you want to throw in your two cents, anyone surprised, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. I'm not surprised. I said it all along that it was a coin flip. It was a coin flip. And the Clinton campaign, I think, overshot their hand, especially really, I think Democrats really thought this was in the bag. The Democrats that I know were texting me in the morning telling me, yeah, you know, 2-1, she's got this, 2-1, whew, that 2-1 was a bad 2-1. Everybody had their crystal balls cracked. They underestimated how the people in America, especially the working people, because they keep hearing that it was women with degrees that hate Trump and voted for Hillary Clinton. But that's a small percentage. And it was people without degrees that went for Donald Trump because their jobs are going away and they're tired of of their jobs being sent overseas. And yeah, we're all tired of that. And this is, you know, these, some of these themes are problems that have not been addressed. Now the ball will be in his court. Let's go to Izzy. Hey, Izzy, how are you?
I'm not sure yet. Ask me tomorrow.
You said this was what was going to happen.
That's positive thinking, Kate.
Yeah.
I've been literally physically ill for the last 24 hours. Never have I gotten this upset over an election.
Oh, everybody's saying that.
But literally, I'm just down in the Zantac. I'm just like, stomach, please go away tonight.
I understand.
No, it's, I think the Clintons thought they had all their fraudulent voting in the bag. But, you know, this year, and I was spot on, people have been reporting
fraudulent voting. Yes, you are right about voting. That. Yep.
And they weren't going to put up with any more crap like they did for two elections with Obama. So hopefully he'll make that cut, and I'm sure he will because with Wisconsin, pretty much assured that it is a win for Trump.
That's what I think,
and
so, yeah.
I think he's going to take Michigan and possibly Pennsylvania, no matter how hard they try to corrupt Pennsylvania. People are out in droves watching that state this year.
You're right about that. There were a lot of conservative watchdog groups, like you said, that had people everywhere to make sure what was happening. I know in my neighborhood, which I was surprised in my neighborhood it was, because overwhelmingly this state isn't a state that would have gone in another direction, but there were people out there that were watching.
Okay. I went to vote in mid-morning because where I vote, there's hardly ever anybody there. It's a very small district. I got there just in time because when I left, the lines were down, way down the hall. It's in a church and very long halls. Down the hall, around the corner, down the hall.
Wow.
And almost out the door, and I'm like, whoa, am I ever glad I got here. And they had something like 24 poll booths set up. Normally they have 5.
Wow.
And when I went in, almost all of them were full. But I did find a woman with her 3 sons, and I knew who she was. I couldn't remember the name, and I'm like, you don't live in my district. I know you don't live in my district. You live down on the south side. So I went up there, and I said, hey, aren't you? I did. I thought, oh, and her sons, all of them have some sort of mental retardation of one vein or another. And she turned around and walked out.
Wow. She left because
she knew
it wasn't right, yeah.
Well, I knew who she was from years ago. I just couldn't remember the name, and I'm like, no, not today, honey. Not in my district. And then there was a guy that gave his address the same as mine, only one block over. And I'm like, that house is vacant. I just went past it on my way to vote. I know the house is vacant because it was condemned by the city. Not that I live in a trashy neighborhood, but there
were
rentals here that the landlords never did anything. And I know the house has been empty for a long time. And I thought, really? I just went past it. I thought it was still vacant. And he just kind of looked at me and the little girl kipping out there checking the addresses. Kind of looked at him and he shrugged his shoulders and then walked out. And I said, I should have been a poll watcher. I should have been. But I'm telling you, I can't be more excited, though, for Trump. And I just hope that he comes through for us because, yeah, this has been a long haul and a big fight. And all the crookedness just didn't win out.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what happens because the first thing I'm thinking on my list is got to get rid of health care, got to do something to change health care, erase the state lines, totally revamp that. But too many people I know are just,
but you know what? Normally I go to bed and wake up, okay, who's going to be the new president? And tonight for some reason, it's like I am so nervous.
Yeah, you're staying up.
Huh?
You're staying up to make sure.
I spent 3 days cooking for the big Republican Bash because they couldn't find a caterer. They liked the everybody chipping in, and I was like, oh, my God. So, yeah, I said, okay, fine, just bring me the stuff. And I was so exhausted. I went to the doctor, and they said, your hemoglobin is bad. I'm like, oh, good, not today, doctor. How about Wednesday? After the election, and I was, he says, no, you got to get your oxygen on. I said, okay, I will do that. Just as soon as I finish cooking and doing what I have to do, I said, by the way, you going to vote Republican? I may have to change doctors. I did. This election has had me going 5 weeks to Christmas. And I was telling jokes about Hillary all over the place yesterday. I was like, I don't care. I don't care who's around. If you don't have a sense of humor, that's too bad.
I like that.
So
if you don't have a sense of humor.
That was kind of a synopsis of my last 4 days. Right now, I think I need another Zantac. Oh, and by the way, congratulations to Tommy in Michigan, and thank you, Tomas, for putting them on. Good job, Tomas. Now
good job, Tomas.
From Dan.
Yeah.
And Graham, got to see what they have to say. So where are you guys? Get your butt on the phone. Where are they?
Izzy, thanks. And thanks for the shout-out to Tomas. That was really terrific that he did it. Thanks, Izzy. We appreciate that. And she's right, because if you missed it, in our last hour, Tomas, who scrambled around like a crab last night, because all the action was in Grand Rapids, and he was there. It was Trump's final rally, and it was, you know, late in the morning. And he even said, Trump even said, I can't believe it. Do you believe this, folks? I'm out here. And he called us to tell us what the lines were like. He said he couldn't believe it. He said, do you believe it? I'm at a loss for words. And then Kent is in play, and actually Michigan is in play. So he puts Tommy Brandt on with us, and Tom wins his, you know, a state representative seat, and he tells us what he believes in. And what I loved about this guy, knowing nothing about him, he owns a steakhouse. People go there and talk, and he said he just wants to give kids hope, and he's about free enterprise. And he hears that people, what's happening with their Social Security and Medicare, and he's not ugly. It doesn't have to be ugly. There's not some big fight. And I just thought that was great, where he was saying he wanted to be there to represent the people. That was what it was about. We're throwing a coin in a fountain. We'll see what comes back at us, heads or tails. See you then.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Once again, wee hours, of course. Coffee, midnight, burning the midnight oil, all that kind of stuff. Too close to call. 26 votes pretty much is what Donald Trump needs to claim the presidency. It'd be a real shocker if somehow he didn't get that 26. It's impossible, really, if you look at the numbers, but it's not official. So that's the whole deal. Boy, oh boy, the Clinton campaign, they must be scratching their heads as to what possibly happened here, because I think they bagged it, especially in the last couple of days. I got that sense from people I knew in the Democratic Party that, yes, it could be a little bit close, a little bit tight, but she's got this. She's got Florida. She'll get Pennsylvania. She will get the state she needs to get, Ohio. It was kind of a toss-up, but shouldn't have been a toss-up, and boy, we'll probably get that. That's kind of conversations that I was having. But, shocker, Donald Trump won Florida, won Ohio, and has national momentum on his side, for sure, in a tighter-than-anticipated presidential race. I mean, he won the obvious states. And she won the obvious blue states like Virginia and Colorado, which is kind of, they call it the purple state now, and California would be an obvious one. But, I think that the Democrats overshot their hand and didn't realize what they were doing with Donald Trump. And it's funny, I'll tell you the one person listening to a lot of national people and also talking to the people that I knew in the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, the comedian Bill Maher has a show called Politically Incorrect. It's on HBO. And on his show, No, he has Republicans and Democrats and all kinds of people. And in fact, last week he had gone to the White House and had a conversation with Barack Obama. But one of the things that he kept harping on was don't think that the Democrats, the idiots, don't think that this is in the bag. And he said this. He said, people thought Trump running wasn't going to really run for president. Then he ran for president. Trump didn't think he could win half of the primaries he did. Then he won the primaries. Oh, then he won the nomination. And he said, and who says that he's not going to win the election? Bob Ney, who we talked to so much here on America Tonight, the former congressman from Ohio, kept saying the very same thing that don't underestimate this. He really felt strongly that the Clinton people had just completely blown it and couldn't imagine that Trump was definitely not in this. So I think a lot of people still, even in the end, underestimated Trump. And when the video, the nasty words and the video came out with the bus and Billy Bush and all of that, thinking that this was going to just sink Trump, that there's no way and that they would not vote for him, and then that would make such a huge difference and older people would not vote for Donald Trump. But think again, that did not happen. And anytime anybody was interviewed, they said, well, that's just words, and look what Bill Clinton did. And they underestimated. I think the Democrats really, really underestimated in this battle. They spent a fortune. He got a lot of free publicity. He knows how to brand. He knows how he knew exactly what he was doing, that people were tired of the same old thing, and he was able to take advantage of that and build on that momentum as he went along, even when it seemed like he was being taken down. All right, Paul Ryan, who was one of the people that came out after that video and said he could not condone his actions, his words, that kind of stuff, but that he would vote for the party, saying that he would vote for Trump, basically. Here's what he himself, in an election battle, easily gets elected. But here's what Paul Ryan had to say on this election night about being eager.
To everybody I've been working with for all these years, thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. All I can tell you is I will do everything. I will work my hardest to deserve this. I am so eager to get back to work for you, to get on with fixing our country's problems. We have so much potential in this country, so much potential. And if we can just tap it, that's what's ahead of us.
All right, so much potential. Let's see what happens with the healthcare situation, which is abysmal for so many people. I've described some of the things that have happened in my own life and to people I know, and also the situation with immigration that Donald Trump really ran on in the very beginning. Most of the attention that Trump got in the beginning, if you think 16 months ago, was the fact that he talked about we weren't going to have the situations that we've had in the past with immigration, and people were going to be deported and they would have to come back in. So let's see how that works. Let's see what happens in Congress. And obviously, if it is for sure Trump, he appoints the next Supreme Court justice, and they have to go through that nominating process and whatnot. But that's going to be very high on the list right in the very beginning, because we're short a Supreme Court justice since the death of Antonin Scalia. So it's interesting, right from the very beginning in digging in, it'll be wild to see what a Trump administration brings and some of what that hope to make America great again, what the initial policies would be coming out of Washington, D.C. I mean, the insanity that we have been dealing with on so many levels, let's see what happens. Because once again, when you're president, it's one of three branches. And I say this all the time when people were upset about Hillary Clinton, you have to work with the other two branches and you don't make the laws. You have some authority as the president, but you don't make the the loss. What's going to happen in that relationship with Mexico? What's going to happen with export, import? More than 80% of Mexico's exports come to the United States. Some 6 million jobs are also linked to trade with Mexico. That's statistics from the Chamber, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. So we'll see. Mexico's peso fell 8%, nearing 20 to the dollar on Tuesday night as Donald Trump gets a little bit closer. You know, he had the endorsement of the ICE folks, and part of the conversation has been about this wall and building a wall and what can we do to stop that porous amount of immigration into the United States. And Border Patrol agents are saying, I don't know, a fence, a wall, if that's going to stop them or not. But certainly more Border Patrol resources, more Border Patrol agents would help. You think of the kids that come over. You think of some of the horrific stories, the violence, the drugs, the violent criminals that come through. How do you stop that flow? And that's a question nobody's been willing to completely tackle 100%, because once they get into a bind with the people who have to elect them, then they back off of that really, really quickly. Well, that was one of the things that Donald Trump said, that that was not going to happen. That was absolutely his number one issue. And then also health care was on the list, too, as well. So if, in fact, this whole thing gets sealed, certainly at Trump headquarters, there is elation. And I can tell you, I've had people send me, you know, this is radio, I've had people send me pictures, and you can see a lot of red hats and people filing in and holding their position. You see a lot of young people. So that's pretty interesting, because the thought was that, hey, would she get the young vote? I think a lot of the young vote may have went to Donald Trump. And you still have some of these key states that are too close to call, but we have to be getting much closer to calling those states and calling this election, but it would be highly unlikely that something different would happen here. As far as a GOP control of the House, they've got it. They have it in pretty big numbers. And, boy, it's just a whole new day in this country when you wake up and you find that, you know, people underestimated the guy who knew how to brand, who knew how to work the crowds, and who found a segment of the population, a lot of people in the population, that felt as though there was no trust left in Washington. And I've heard this from so many of you. Why not go with an outsider? So what if they don't have political experience? If they have other experience, then let's take a chance on that. Why not? What do we have to lose? And because of the way our system is set up, the idea is that any of us could theoretically run. And he did. There had been discussions about that, but he actually made it a reality. Wow. And here he is, you know, pretty close to an acceptance speech to become the leader of the free world, President Donald Trump. Are you surprised? 855-266-5283.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you ever wanted to quit your job and be your own boss? Interested in investing in real estate, flipping homes, paying off your mortgage in 5 to 10 years, making up to $10,000 in commissions while you learn? Go to WealthCreationInstitution.com now. Find out why we're ranked in the top 2% of the fastest growing companies in the United States, according to Inc. 5000. Limited positions available. Go now. WealthCreationInstitution.com. That's WealthCreationInstitution.com.
They say I'm crazy, got no sense, but I don't care. They may or may not mean offense, but I don't care. You see, I'm sort of independent. I am my own superintendent, and my star is on the ascendant. That's why I don't care. I don't care. I don't care what they may think of me. I'm happy-go-lucky. They say that I'm lucky, contented, and carefree. I don't care. I don't care.
All right, we're making that final turn for this show, election night, because it's been too noisy and really nothing going on at the Clinton headquarters and too noisy at the Trump headquarters. We haven't been able to go to any of the people there as they wait to see what happens with Trump and Clinton in this campaign. 26, that's all he really needs. The big news is Donald Trump takes Florida and Ohio in a much tighter race than I think some people expected. I think I expected this 100%. If you've listened to America Tonight, I kept saying it is a coin flip. Democrats are sorely mistaken if they think that this is a walk in the park and that she's bagged this. They didn't count on so many people coming out, people that maybe didn't normally vote, but people that came out in bigger numbers, that's for sure. And we do have a sense of some of what happened in some of those states, by the way, and how they voted. Sharon in Mississippi, hello.
Well, hello, Kate. Can you believe this? I mean, I know you just said you could.
I did. I said I thought it. Listen, I thought it was going to be close. I think some people underestimated Trump. But if you looked at his background, and we talked to lots of people that knew Donald Trump well, I met him once a long time ago, and he's very cordial and friendly and that kind of mm-hmm. stuff. And that's what people say, that he treated people that way when you knew him, when you just, you know, met him. And I think he really struck that chord with so many people that we don't want the same old establishment in Washington. We need something different. We're struggling with health care. We're struggling on salaries not going up. We're struggling with jobs being sent overseas. We're frustrated with the cost of illegal immigration, including people who legally immigrated into the United States who are not happy with the policies. And he hit those major chords. He hit those chords.
It is so exciting. And, you know, my husband and I, and today is his birthday. So
happy birthday, husband.
Yes. He has to get up in about 3 hours. So when he went to bed, he really didn't have any idea. And I told him, I said, well, when you wake up in the morning, if I'm singing Happy Days Are Here Again, you will know that it was Trump. And if I'm singing Gloom, Despair, and Agony on We, you'll know that it was Hillary. But, you know, I am so proud of America. I wondered in the very beginning, Kate, before we probably didn't even have three candidates and Trump wasn't in the race, if we had a candidate that got up and asked, oh, I don't know, 10 or 20,000 people, Americans, hey, does anybody out there want a job? I wondered if everybody would look around at each other and sit on their hands.
Yeah.
And if he said, does anybody out there need a better job? Would they all look around and sit on their hands? And they didn't, you know. Then I feel for the Never Trumpers. I'm not sure what to do with them. I guess they'll make a great, huge dinner party. You know,
well,
if you don't have 16 people.
Here's what I hope, Sharon. I hope that that right away we start to see the change with health care, because that's just too crippling to too many people. I have friends that have killed themselves to start businesses, and they have, and they've become successful after 15 years of toiling away, and they're proud that they've been able to hire people and have these people growing these jobs. But now, guess what happens?
Mm-hmm.
The health care, and you know this, that what I'm going to say, that they have to offer their employees just keeps going up, and they have no recourse. They can't, it's against the law. They can't do it. So everybody's stuck.
Well, the faces of the media, you know, I mean, since Obama, well, actually, from the time he got elected, he wasn't even inaugurated. My husband's been in his job 28 years. The first thing they did was cut out all their overtime. So that took him basically back to what he was making when he started 28 years ago. So we got rid of our cable, and we got rid of the Internet, and we got rid of our cell phones. And it's like living in the Stone Age. So I have to watch ABC, NBC, and CBS. We have rabbit ears with tinfoil. I mean, literally the Stone Age. And watching the faces of the Democratic media, because they, God bless American people for finally, Kate, do you get the feeling they're catching it? They're catching on?
Yeah, they're catching on that people are struggling, and that there were some really brutal things that happened, and it just keeps getting worse economically, and I don't know where they're getting these numbers.
Right, everything's so great.
Right. I don't know where they're getting the economic numbers, because to me they just absolutely don't make any sense. Hey, Sharon, tell your husband happy birthday.
Well, we'll be singing, you know, Happy Days Are Here Again, we hope, and now we have to seriously start praying again. All over again.
That it happens. Yeah.
Yeah, that we all come together and we get along and we get back on the right track. But we listen to you all the time, Kate, and thank goodness there was somebody awake to talk to.
I love it. Thanks, Sharon. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. I agree with what Sharon said, too, there. It's funny about her husband sleeping. He has no idea. I agree with what she said. We need to get back together, because that's going to be one of the key, I think that's going to be key for what happens here in the United States. Obviously, there's a lot of divisiveness going on, even if you see how close this really is. If you look at it from that point of view, the Trump momentum was there. He takes it. Okay, we get that, and that's what we're talking about. But still, as Americans, what has happened in this election, some of the craziness that has happened, some of the bullying and whatnot, oh, where is that we can, remember when it used to be that we could disagree? It's kind of like, I root for one team, you root for another, but geez, we can still be friends in the end. You know, we may have a small bet against each other, kind of like we're on the golf course somewhere, but yeah, we could still be friends. And somehow that all got lost in this election cycle, worse than ever. And now it's going to be, okay, if this is Trump's, what does he do with it? What does he do with a presidency, what can he do to make America great again? And some of what he said absolutely would resonate across both parties. And there's very few people that will say health care. In fact, I don't know anyone that will tell you that health care is perfect. It's where it's supposed to be, because everybody has a story about a company or themselves or somehow not being able to get it, but yet being penalized for it. I think that is absolutely one of the biggest fights ahead. And then you could go from there. You could talk about the drain on the economy. You could talk about what people are really, you know, what people are really making and the kind of situations that they're in. And are we going to cut the corporate tax rate? And is that going to bring certain manufacturing jobs back, or no, is it too late for some of those manufacturing jobs? And I think that's part of the, I think that's going to be part of the question as we move forward. But so far, it's not official, but very, very close. By the way, Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks founder, denies trying to influence the U.S. election because, of course, the email situation and everything that happened there, he said he never intended to do that by publishing copies of the emails linked to Hillary Clinton. You know, the Clinton people are going to say, yeah, right, what about that timing? The secret spilling website in the last couple of months has published troves of electronic messages sent to or by people in Clinton's campaign, disclosing mostly, I think, embarrassing conversations, damn in some ways, but more embarrassing than anything else. Assange has been holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy in London for 4 years for evading legal proceedings in Sweden. And, you know, they say that, listen, we haven't received information on Donald Trump's campaign or Jill Stein's campaign or Gary Johnson's campaign or any other candidates that fulfill our stated editorial criteria. On that note, we are happy to have Nathan back again, and thanks to all of you for listening to America Tonight. And we've drawn the line.
Our flag is up since our people went down, and now we're together from the country to town. We live back in the woods, you see. Big city problems never bothered me. But now the world has changed, and so have I. And America can survive. America will survive.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.